This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I do think that there is a norm that, you know, when there are investigations, we don't operate on innuendo, we don't operate on incomplete information, we don't operate on leaks.
All right, so that's the president talking about the FBI. Hey, hey, welcome to the show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, talking about the FBI, James Comey, and really mashing it up with WikiLeaks and the emails with Hillary Clinton that just, you know, again, seem to never end. It just never, ever goes away. And might not go away even after this election is over, because, you know, this is what people are talking about when they talk about the Clintons, the foundation stuff, all of that. Really, honestly, is it going to be Anthony Weiner and his nonsense, the former congressman from New York, that brings down the Clintons? Is it going to be the charges about where they're accepting money from the foundation? Is it going to be a plethora of other things that are being thrown at the Clintons? It's like Donald Trump. If you think about it, Donald Trump, if Donald Trump doesn't win, if he were to lose the election, what would have brought down Donald Trump? And the answer would be, I think you go back to that Billy Bush video, the comments that were caught on a hot mic, because this is what's being played in all the commercials. But honestly, I personally believe, I know we say that there are a lot of undecideds, and I know that there are people that are undecided. I know intellectually that that's true, but I just find it so hard to believe at this point that you have people that are actually going to vote that are saying to themselves, gosh, I still don't know. I'm going to my polling place and I still don't know who I'm going to vote for. At this point, really? I'm going to say I think most people do know. By the way, again, the curse is broken. Chicago Cubs win the World Series. They beat the Cleveland Indians 8-7. They win three straight games. So they didn't do this easily. They won three straight games to end the 108-year title drought. And that's a good way to describe it, because that's exactly what it's been. It has been a drought. And as somebody who's gone to games and listened to fans and have family that lives there, that's what you hear about constantly. This won't be the year. Something happens. The Bartman deal, the fan interference, all of that. But now that's behind them because, you know, they make a huge slice into history. And it was fun to go back and look at what was going on in 1908. Who was alive then, how old they were, what was happening in history at that moment in time. I can tell you in 1908, what we see politically happening is nothing like what was happening then. It was much more subdued, much more subdued. In fact, the latest row, I'm going to just give you the war of words at the top. So while the Cubs are still basking in their glory, they're still talking to the media, they're holding the trophy, everybody is alive like a live wire at Wrigley, standing outside an empty ballpark because they want to celebrate. While all of that's happening, you have the American Center for Law and Justice that sued the Justice Department this week to get more information about Attorney General Loretta Lynch's June meeting with former President Bill Clinton. So the Justice Department is being sued for information. Because remember, it was not thinking, I suppose, it was a very strange deal that Clinton, Bill Clinton, ended up having this conversation with Loretta Lynch, especially with what was happening with Hillary Clinton. It's like one of those moments where I remember when the story came out, I was thinking to myself, do they realize how that looks no matter what? Tough to defend, right? Yeah, tough to defend when it looks like dirty pool. Like undue influence, or influence, I suppose, would be a better way to say that. And I don't know that they're going to find anything there, you know, by suing. They're trying to uncover information. What they will uncover, you know, might disappoint. But it's the idea of keeping it top of mind that, you know, no matter where you stand, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, that was really stupid. That if nothing untoward was happening there, why even put yourself in that situation? Just completely not thinking about how it would reflect or how it would look. And the answer is it looks really, really bad. And I think that the Clinton campaign is guilty of that more than anything else. I think they're guilty of arrogance and of thinking that something isn't a big deal when it really appears to be a big deal and it looks that way to everybody else. And that's how Trump and his campaign folks can really capitalize on it, because they see it. They know that this is a way to hey, that's what you do when you're a campaign manager. How do you get your candidate elected? Exploit the weaknesses of the other team. And they just serve it up on a silver platter. The Anthony Weiner thing and the emails there, the latest deal that happened less than a week ago, that's crazy. It was crazy to begin with, the email server in the first place, because why not just use the State Department's? Why put yourself in a precarious situation? It does show a lack of judgment. I mean, a complete lack of judgment. And on the Trump side of things, his lack of judgment is just, he just says what he thinks. In one way, you say, well, that's good. I mean, somebody who's not auditing their thoughts, they're just, boom, they're letting them go out. Because, you know, the average human being has 35 to 48 thoughts a minute. Can you imagine? How do we even communicate to each other? 70,000 thoughts a day. Do the math on that. And I wonder why nobody's listening. Nobody's paying attention, right? So in Trump's case, I think he doesn't pay attention to the advice where they're like, yeah, you could kind of cool it on a few of some of the stuff that you're saying. It's easy. They're giving us material that you could attack, but it's the way you attack it. And that's what the Democrats are exploiting, the way he speaks and some of the cruder things that he said and the hot mic deal and whatnot. Again, if that wasn't there, I mean, if none of that was there, but he was just like he was in the beginning of the campaign talking about the building the wall, I think he'd be way ahead of Hillary Clinton. Instead, in most of the polls, they're pretty much tied. Coming back, we're going to hit the mailbag. You can throw in a call if you want as well. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, party and confused because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. Spend money about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own.
Once again, one of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight, and thanks to all of you, and thanks to all of you for hanging through on a kind of a crazy, wacky show since we had the Cubs winning the World Series in the middle of it, and we actually did a Facebook Live. We'll do more of those throughout the next couple of weeks because, of course, with the election coming up, it'd be fun to do that as well. And that way you get to see us, get to see a little bit behind the curtain and how we do the. The band got excited as well, and that's, again, that's what it's been like that kind of night because everybody's crazed over the World Series. But I think what we're trying to get to is we're going to roll to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
And thank you very, very much. We go first to Justin, who says, Kate, I just had to jump and run quickly to send you an email and say, wow, you are such a cutie pie. I went to Facebook and saw your live stream. I thought it was pretty clever as you were trying to juggle the show and having some of us inviting us in to watch you do a live commentary on what was happening. But anyway, cool. Do more of those. And congratulations to the Cubs for finally winning the World Series. I'm not a Cub fan, but I don't dislike the Cubs. I'm kind of neutral. You could say like the undecideds in this election. No, you're not one of the undecideds. That's not, neutral means that's not your team, I guess. Or maybe you're not a baseball fan. I think the ratings will be through the roof. The ratings were huge for the last couple of games, so I guarantee they'll be very, very big again. You know why? Because we like underdogs, don't we? In America, I really think a lot of us root for the underdogs. That the, unless it's your team or unless it's your person and you roll that way, we're looking for the underdog. We're looking for the tough luck story. Ah, it's been over 100 years since you've won. 108. The curse of the goat, the superstitions, everything else. So people who aren't even fans, sports fans, kind of a little bit got into the Cubs and wanted to watch and wanted to know what happened. Now, when it comes to this election, I am hoping that so many of you who have called this show, who have written to me, who are passionate about what's going in the country, I hope that a lot of people in your neck of the woods will vote. I hope we see record numbers. Because if anything, we live still in the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're frustrated. We're angry. We're furious at each other for certain things. We're not happy with health care. We're not happy with the immigration problems. We're not happy with the tax nonsense that often wrecks our lives and gets us in knots. We're not happy with the job situation. I mean, there's a lot that people aren't happy with, but there's a lot we are happy with. And the more people that vote and are involved, the more you're part of the process, the better. Because remember, it's we the people. And that's exactly what David said in Florida. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to your show and I agree with you. People should go out and vote. I early voted. I've seen that they're saying that the numbers of people who voted is up over 27 million. I think that's just absolutely terrific. I hope that the numbers are big overall in this election, people don't get discouraged because they think their candidate is winning or losing or whatever is happening. Plus, in so many areas, just like in my hometown, there are other referendums that are being voted on and are important. And I think sometimes people forget that maybe in a presidential year. So let's hope that more people will go and vote this time out, and you'll get those numbers that you say you've been waiting for your whole life. You know, it's funny you say that. I have, since my whole life has been information, really, from the time I was in college and got out of college and probably before that, and talking whether it was politics or business or sports, I am very passionate about that. I don't understand because I think it's such an important right, and maybe it was just drilled into me, and when I came to the dinner table, I had to be able to talk about politics, so my mother didn't shut us down when it came to that. She wanted us to know current events and be on top of what was happening and have our own opinion. Even if it wasn't the same opinion as everybody else at the table, we were allowed to have a different opinion, right? So I didn't understand that. I thought everybody just voted. I thought that that was just something you did, like going to the grocery store. That why wouldn't you vote? That's easy, man. There's so many places. You could do it. Even if you're not well or can't get around or you're going to be gone, do the early voting thing. So, yes, my wish is that we see extraordinarily high numbers this time around. I really do. I really, really hope we see that. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Hal in New Jersey. Kate, I know you grew up in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area, and I'm sure you're keeping tabs on this Bill Cosby thing. Did you hear that the pretrial hearing was actually dismissed or adjourned or whatever they call it without any rulings? That, of course, you know that he's fighting felony charges over a sexual encounter with someone from Temple. And they say he's blind. They say Bill Cosby can't even see, and that's a huge problem. Yeah, the Cosby saga is, gosh, you know what the word is? It's just sad. That's what it is. It's just sad. This isn't going away. I mean, he's got a good lawyer. The other side, the other people Well, the person from Temple. Temple says they have good information and evidence and everything else. So, these stories have been ridiculous that have all of a sudden, all these decades, people afraid to say anything. And I think this, that, you know, if you're asking for my opinion on it, when somebody doesn't speak out about something and it truly is something that happened, it's terrible for anybody else afterwards. But I get it. If you're afraid somebody in power is going to do something to you and destroy your life, then, you know, you don't say anything. And there were some settlements and whatnot. I think when the story first broke for people who weren't in Hollywood, because there had been those rumors in Hollywood, it was just really, you know, really depressing, you know, because it's not, people didn't know that, or people weren't aware of the whole Cosby thing. All right, Game 7 also tripped a lot of people's minds. You know, it was where they were tripping you out, because I got some late emails. Got this one from Barry. Kate, Game 7, I cannot believe it. Wow. Incredibly thrilling what happened in that game. Yeah, for the first time in 108 years, the Cubs are the last team standing. They beat the Cleveland Indians 8-7 to win, in extra innings, in the 10th inning. So, I mean, now the Game 7 loser is the longest major league team with the longest World Series drought. Cleveland last won in 1948. So the Indians, this is crazy. The Indians had a three games, just let me rehash this for you. The Indians had a 3-1 lead with a 7-2 win in Game 4 at Wrigley Field. But the Cubs won the last three games of the series. They outscored Cleveland 20-11. Boy, it was looking so bleak for them. So the Cubs are only the sixth team in history to win a World Series underdogs after being down 3-1. They are the first team to win Games 6 and 7 on the road since the Pirates did it in the late 70s in Baltimore. And Cleveland had the home field advantage but lost 3 of the 4 at Progressive Field. Wow. There was a 17-minute rain delay. And then what happened is Kyle Schwarber led off the top of the 10th with a single. And Chris Bryant flied out to deep center field, eventually allowing that other runner to move to second. The Indians walked a batter, and then Ben Sobrist, one of the Cubs, lined a double into left field corner, and that was the score. And ultimately, that would make it, you know, the Indians had tried to do what they could, but were never able to catch up. So it ended up 8-7. Wow, in 10. Stay with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. In our virtual green room, Mike Eaton. He's the CEO and founder of Hero Clean, and he joins us now in this edition of It's Your Business. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Hero Clean, and I guess the gist of it is how men can be cleaning heroes. So explain that, because, of course, you know, a lot of alarm bells are going off right now as this leaves my lips. So tell
exactly.
us about the company and what that means.
So about 4 years ago, I found myself in the laundry detergent aisle and going down the aisle and opening up the bottles and smelling them all and buying the least offensive smelling one I could find. And it dawned on me. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't use women's deodorant. I don't use women's shampoo. Why am I being forced to clean my clothes and my home with products that are essentially formulated and fragranced for women? And I thought, it's curious that there aren't any cleaning products lines for men. And so I started doing a little research on kind of what was going on with men in the country as well. And right now in the United States, 47% of the adult male population in this country is single. And it's growing at double-digit clips every decade.
Wow.
And so between that and the fact that 43% of all household chores are being done by men in married households, 42% of all grocery is now being purchased by guys, just between 70 and 100 million guys walking into grocery stores and walking down the cleaning products aisle, and there's absolutely nothing there that speaks to them, that's formulated for them, that's created for them. And so as a single guy at the time, I was like, you know what? I want this. No one seemed willing to build it, and so I built it myself. So I created a cleaning products line for guys that really kind of is formulated and fragranced, et cetera, for the sensibilities of how guys clean and what they like, and the packaging's masculine, et cetera, et cetera. So I kind of basically just copied what everyone is doing down in the personal care aisle on deodorant and shampoo and all of that and translated over in the cleaning products aisle. And that's kind of how Hero was born.
So when you first delved into this, and you had a background in this kind of thing as far as brand marketing and even sponsorships.
Correct.
In some cool arenas.
Yep.
So it was like a completely foreign concept to you. But is that what happens because you've worked with brands before? Like, wow, what a great idea, and it pops into your head as you realize.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. The last 10 years of my career, I was kind of looking at entertainment properties and sports properties and trying to figure out how to make more money off them, so to speak. You know, I'm just kind of wired trying to figure out, well, maybe there's a different way to do things. And so, I don't know, it just kind of dawned on me in the grocery store. And selfishly, it was kind of the Donna Karan little black dress kind of business model as well, is that nobody was willing to build it, and so I built it myself because I wanted it, you know, and I didn't like what I was using to clean my clothes. I didn't like the way they smelled. I didn't like the cleaning products I was using because they were my mom's cleaning products. So I wanted to build something for myself, and that's what I did.
Wow. And when you go out and you set out to build something for yourself, how does that process start? Because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart. So we, I had some friends who launched a sun care line, and they hooked me up with their fragrance house. And in talking to them and having this discussion, I'm like, I need somebody to help me formulate these products. They introduced me to a chemist, and kind of one thing led to the other, and he helped me kind of put together the original formulation line and introduced me to some contract manufacturers that kind of helped us kind of get off the ground. And since then, one relationship has led to another relationship. And, you know, a couple years later, we're now working with the world's top ingredients companies, manufacturing companies, fragrance companies, et cetera. You know, and since we've seen some success in the market, we actually have some first-to-market technologies in our product because we have such an interesting story and an interesting demographic that we're going after. There's a little bit of a groundswell of interest at the very high levels of some of these major companies just because we're kind of a new shiny toy in the cleaning products business where there aren't a lot of shiny toys.
And what's been the reaction to men that you tell it to and you see this product start to spread? What's been the reaction?
So, you know, interestingly enough, 50-year-old plus men don't get it. They're like, I don't even understand. Like, why would I need this product? You know, blah, blah, blah. Anyone in their 20s and early 30s immediately gets it. They're like, oh, my God, why doesn't this exist? So it's a very kind of generational differentiated reaction. But the group that we're going after is that, you know, those kids that just got out of college, first home, first job, up through kind of their mid-30s is our sweet spot. And the reaction has been absolutely fantastic because they come from a generation where customization and stuff made for them and, you know, they can put their names on their Nikes and order them directly. And so repurposing products from a different era and a different target demographic is not as welcomed as it had been in previous generations. And so we're kind of hitting on something with these guys that they seem to be open to.
Of all the products that you design, what's your favorite?
The odor eliminating spray, by far. It's interesting. So we launched at Target a year ago and sold our first bottle at Target. And Target's obviously got a different demographic in their stores in that it's very female-oriented. But the one demographic that kind of we also know that if we're going to be a successful brand, we need to get women to buy this as well. There are no products out there right now that moms can spray on little Johnny's hockey equipment where everybody's going to be happy. So if little Johnny's hockey equipment doesn't smell well and she goes and smells good and she sprays Febreze on it, well, Johnny's not going to be very happy. Our odor-eliminating spray was purchased 60% by women in Target because it's the only spray in Target right now that doesn't smell like flowers. And so we're seeing an interesting kind of market grow in that there are odor issues out there, that there aren't a lot of solutions that aren't floral-based. And so we've seen a lot of success with that odor-eliminating spray. The reason I love the product myself is it's so easy to use, and it's kind of our delay mechanism. So if you have something that doesn't smell great and you just kind of want to freshen it up a little bit, whether it's hockey equipment, your tennis shoes, sheets, a t-shirt, just spray it with this stuff. It smells great. We've got technologies in our new odor eliminating spray. We've got a microbe in it. It's a probiotic microbe that starves bacteria. So the odor is really the bacteria, so it doesn't allow the bacteria to grow because it has nothing to feed off of, and then it prevents it from ever growing down the road. So there's some really cool, interesting technologies we have in these products that really kind of lead to how guys clean and, you know, the clean, delay, male cleaning regimen. This odor eliminating spray is that mechanism where you can continue to not clean and still have the appearance of cleanliness.
I love it. The appearance of cleanliness. So as somebody who knows how to market this kind of stuff, I mean, that's in your real house. I know that you can get it on Amazon. What made you decide on the packaging and how you were going to make it available to people?
So there's a couple things. Right now, our product line out in the marketplace, it's four different products. It's a laundry detergent, a dish and hand soap, an all-purpose cleaner, and the odor eliminating spray that we discussed. The product line was put together to mimic a male cleaning regimen of that clean, delay. This is the least number of products you would need to clean everything. And our products are multi-use. You can use it on everything, and they're not going to hurt anything. So, for example, you know, the major cleaning companies would love to have you buy 17 different spray cleaners to clean every little different surface. Like, you need one for wood and tile and marble, and it's all the same stuff, basically. And so our all-purpose cleaner you can use on every surface. Our dish and hand soap, it's great on hands, it's great on dishes, it's good grease cutter if you need to make soapy water to wash your car, mop your floor. It's all very flexible. We spent a lot of time trying to figure out, all right, how can we make this guy easy, simplify this whole process if guys don't clean a lot and they're kind of confused with those myriad of products down there. From a packaging standpoint, we wanted to make sure that it felt very male. So we have a new branding and packaging look that's launching actually next week. And the products that are out in the marketplace right now are very kind of modeled after automotive looking products. And we had a lot of reaction from the retailers that it looks a little too automotive. And so our new packaging is going to be dark. It's going to be very much like Axe and Nivea for men and Dove for men, Plus Care for men. So we have like gunmetal gray bottles and the labels are black with carbon fiber texture on it. And so we went super aggressive. So when somebody walks down the cleaning products aisle, they look at our brand, they're going to know it's for guys because it looks so different than anything else in that aisle. And we're really just trying to make that connection to say, you know, hey, listen, if you walk down the personal care aisle, you kind of get a sense that everything's going dark and manly and all that with the men's personal care products. We're just recreating that in the cleaning products aisle.
I love it. And, you know, you're a kid who grew up this way, right? Your father worked for Procter & Gamble for like four decades?
He was a career Procter & Gamble guy, for sure. Yeah, he's been retired for 18, 19 years, and kind of the running joke in the family is, Dad, I'm trying to ruin your retirement. For some reason, he doesn't feel threatened at the moment, but hopefully we can change that.
He's not threatened. I love it. Here's another thing I want to make sure that I tell everyone.
Yeah.
So for hero-clean.com is where you go, but also a portion of what you make goes to veterans. Tell me about that part.
Yeah, so we wanted to be a company that, you know, obviously creates great products. We're trying to create a new category in the cleaning products aisle, but we also want to give back. And when the brand started evolving in the hero name and the star, it just screamed military. And so back when I was putting this all together, a friend of a friend was starting a charity called the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. There's a guy named Paul Rykoff, and he's ex-military, ex-Wall Street, fireball. I mean, super, you know, he's the Energizer Bunny. And he created this charity that really focuses on a lot of PTSD issues. They're very involved in a lot of the government regulations as far as the VA hospitals. And he's one of those guys who's sitting in senator and house member offices all the time. And he was just getting off the ground when we were getting off the ground. We sat down, we met, and we have very similar views of our respective worlds as far as disruption and there's a different way to do this and all of that. And it just kind of clicked. And so we've been partnered with them. We give 7% of our net sales to them, and we bring them to our retailer meetings. So, for example, Paul and I are actually going up and sitting down with the senior management of Target in a few weeks to come up with new ways that they can help veterans that work at Target and their guests that are also vets. So we want to be one of those companies that doesn't just write a check. We want them to be a part of the fabric of our company. And so we're doing that on a daily basis, trying to figure out new and better ways for our brand to also help them as well,
I love
and try to make it a successful run for us.
I love it. Check it out. Mike Eaton, CEO and founder of Hero Clean. Mike, thanks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
All right, you're going to love our next guest. So interesting. Matt DeMar, he's a rapper, and he has put out what has become a lightning rod for conversation. He has put out a pro-Trump single. He's a New York rapper, and, of course, he's extolling the virtues, I guess, of Donald Trump, and specifically how he feels about immigration and national security. So, Matt, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
How are you? What's happening?
So, first of all, what made you decide to do this song?
You know, it's really interesting. Honestly, I'm 48 years old. I'm a businessman. I'm a landlord and entrepreneur. I'm a restaurateur and restaurants and stuff. But years ago, in the 90s, I actually had a rapping career. I was a rapper, and I was on tour with people like Boyz II Men and Big Daddy Kane and Kid and Play.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was one of the first, believe it or not, white rappers. And I, you know, I had very danceable rap stuff. But, you know, later on, I got into doing some radio and then doing business. So I kind of got away from the music business. And I was seeing what's going on with Trump. And, you know, growing up, I've always liked Trump because I really felt like he was this business person, as a young business person that I aspired to be like. He was doing developing and he was involved in a lot of businesses. And, you know, growing up in the suburbs of New York, you look at successful business people like that and you're like, wow, that's what I want to be someday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, when I saw him running for president, I'm like, no way. And I'm like, I feel like he could fix so many things. And I know that sometimes he's a little outspoken and says things, but I think at the end of the day,
he's a very bright man. I think that people would be very surprised what I think he could do for our economy. And I said, you know, the best way for me to really help, and besides voting, is I'm going to express myself through music. And, you know, a couple of my friends were laughing. They're like, oh, my gosh, you're getting all the records in so many years and stuff like that. And one of my partners, Gray DeVito, he says, come over to my house, get a studio. We got together, and we put the song together, and we're laughing and having so much fun with it because I wanted to show it. I wanted to make some expressions and tell people what's going on, but in a positive light, but at the same time in a fun way, so it wasn't so serious. You know, I like to have fun with life as well. So we put this thing together. We actually did the song in one day. We shot the video in one day, and we put it out. And we actually put it out on my birthday, which was September 28th. And we were like, yeah, let's just put it out. And then all of a sudden, we started getting thousands of hits. I mean, I think right now it's been out for like 2.5 weeks, and we have almost 17,000 views already. And it's just by people just finding it. It was crazy. We were hysterical laughing. Like, wow, it got more views than my videos from back in the day.
I love that. And in the video, like, your buddy helps you out, you know, and you dress like Donald. That's a nice touch. What made you decide to do that? You're just like, yeah, I got to play this up, right?
You know what I think about it? It's really, I wanted to dress like Donald, but at the same time, I wanted to show, for example, like, I'm 48 and I look a little bit younger, so I felt like if I wasn't dressed in a business attire, people would be like, oh, it's just a kid trying to do rap music and stuff like that. And it really wasn't about that. It was really about trying to show people, hey, I'm a 40-year-old businessman, and I'm out here. My generation grew up on hip-hop. And it's the truth. Like, the generation after me grew up on rock. But in our generation, we grew up on hip-hop.
Yeah.
And the main thing in hip-hop has always been keeping it real. And the one thing about Donald Trump is whether you like him or not, he keeps it real. He just says what's on his mind. And I think that's why a lot of people are going to be surprised how many people vote for him, and people that aren't even admitting they're going to vote for him. I think there's going to be a lot of people voting for him that aren't even going to admit it because they're just so sick and they want to change. And that's what I want. I feel like, I don't know if you feel like this and other people out there, but I feel like I work twice as hard now to pay my bill. It's like I'm working and working, and it just gets to a point where, you know, I'm an educated person. I went to Hofstra. So my thing is like, when does it stop? When do we ever, you know, at 40 years old, I thought I'd be able to start to take it easy. I feel like I'm working hard and never. So I really want someone to understand that that's going to try to work to help us fix some of these problems we have in business. And that's kind of why I want to get out there and show, hey, I'm a business person, and I'm dressed in a suit and stuff like that. That's why I didn't just wear all street clothes or regular clothes, because I just wanted people to overpass and be like, oh, that's just another guy trying to be a rapper or something. It was never intended like that. It was really trying to tend to show people, hey, this is what's going on. These are the good parts. These are the bad things going on. Because a lot of people don't know, especially young people, don't know exactly what's going on. They just see a lot of bickering back and forth. And I feel like it's like a reality show to them, so they're not really paying attention. But we better wake up, pay attention, because if it doesn't go, if you believe in a certain politics, whether you believe in him or you believe in Hillary or whatever it's going to be, you better vote for who you believe in. Everyone make it out and vote for somebody, because, you know, then you're going to look back like, oh, my God, what happened to my country?
Yeah, you're singing my song. I always tell everybody, Matt, get out and vote. It's ridiculous if you don't vote. And I hope we see record eye-popping numbers, that's for sure. You think Donald's going to win?
You know what? I believe that it's going to be, it's very close right now. So to be honest with you, it's very hard for me to tell. I think he could win. I believe that there's a lot of people, I'll say it again, a lot of people out there that don't admit that they like him. But I have to tell you, by doing this music song, I've had a lot of people hit me up on Facebook, Instagram me. Like, I wasn't even on Instagram before this, and I have, like, some people starting to follow me now, and Twitter. And, like, I have so many people saying, you know what, I saw the song, and I wasn't sure, and I'm going to, you know, now I'm going to vote for him. And, like, it's pretty amazing how you can express yourself through music and kind of make a change. I mean, look, 17,000 people so far have seen my song on my own. No one paid for this. I did this myself. I did this out of love for music and trying to get the expression out there for the young people. And I feel like if I've changed some of those minds and got them in the right direction, I just want to see this country great again. You know, I really do. And that's why when I heard him, when he came out with Let's Make America Great Again, I'm like, wow, that's the truth. We need to make it great. We have a great country. We have a lot of great opportunities. And, you know, we got to make it great again and stop feeling like, I feel like we've been in this quiet recession for so long and no one wants to admit it with banks. I mean, you know, you could have great credit. Being an entrepreneur and a real estate person like me, you could have great credit, but the banks ain't lending because they stopped after X amount of homes you bought. It's really screwing guys like me to grow. So I want things to change, and I think someone from his direction can make it happen. But, yeah, I think it's going to be real close, and I'm hoping that these other people are all going to come out. You can see a lot of independent people that don't vote at all ever before. They're going to vote, and I'm hoping the young people are going to express themselves. And if all the young people express themselves the way I think, well, yeah, he could vote. He could win.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this. You mentioned it at the beginning. I totally remember you. You were from the same generation. Kid Panic, that was your name. And as you said,
yes,
you know, hanging with boys to men. What was that like for you, being one of those breakthrough, as you said, white rappers? What was that like?
You know, it's so crazy that, you know, I was by the name of Kid Panic. I was on MCA Records. I was actually signed, believe it or not, to Public Enemy. They had Soul MCA. So I was with Public Enemy. It was a very, you know, the group back then, it was huge, and there was always conflicts and stuff out there. So the fact that they signed a white rapper back then was a big deal. And, you know, I was on tour with Boyz II Men, Big Daddy Kane, MC Light, I did stuff with Kid and Play, so many different, you know, so many different groups. It was even the Wahlbergs. It's so interesting because back then it was a different time. So a lot of people, when I first came out, when they heard the music, they assumed that I was a black artist. And when they found I was a white artist, it was very interesting. You know, I had some really welcoming people back then, and then I had people that were against it. But today it's a different story, you know. I feel that, you know, the Boyz II Men guys were amazing. They were great guys. And, I mean, like, if I ran into them today, they would probably all give me hugs. They were such nice guys. And most of the guys I toured with were really good because, you know, I write my own music and stuff, so it wasn't like I was one of these, I didn't have any, someone pushing buttons behind me. We do all our own music ourselves. So they respected that because I'm a music person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was pretty incredible. And after that, you know, because of that, I actually worked in radio as well. I worked with, I had a morning show with RuPaul for about 4 years in New York. And so I actually did that with RuPaul and Michelle Visage and Freddie Colon. So I actually stayed in the music business for a while, but I actually came on the radio side like you. And then I just continued into business and, you know, being an entrepreneur as far as restaurant and bars and stuff like that.
Do you ever have, what would be so cool is, you know, as you said, there's a difference as you swing into business a little bit. You're still, you have the same personality, and obviously you have a big personality. But do you ever have people recognize you, like hear your voice and think, gosh, you just know, they have that look in their eye that they might think they know who you are?
Oh, no, all the time, to this day. You know, it's funny, you know, I've had at my restaurant, I have a restaurant in Long Island called Salt, and this summer I had a bunch of people coming up to me and like, oh, my God, I remember you from, you know, back in the day when you had the Kid Panic, you know, We Can Do This, I remember that record. And I've had a lot of people do that, I've had a lot of people come up to me. You know, I do some stuff with Donnie and Mark Wahlberg, so I've been on their TV show a couple times. So I've had a lot of people, the Wahlbergers. And I've had a lot of people come up to me and be like, oh, you know, I seen you on there, and I remember when you used that music out. And it's funny because when I reconnected with Donnie and Mark, when I first time had a meeting with Mark, Mark kept saying, you know, I couldn't tell Mark that I was a rapper from back in the day because I was on a business level and it just wasn't appropriate. But when we actually filmed the show, it was the first time I ran into Donnie in a bunch of years, and Donnie knew exactly who it was. I actually thought my partner at the time, John, was putting me on and was like, you know, telling Donnie to remember him, be like, you know, tell him you remember him from back in the day, like trying to tease me. But he actually remembered me. And we were talking about, like, you know, he said he remembered that I was a rapper and I got signed to Public Enemy. And, you know, Donnie always liked rap, and he was like, oh, I was so jealous. I wish I could have been a rapper. I said, I wish I would have sold the records you sold.
No kidding. Yeah, kidding.
Yeah, but yeah.
I love it.
No, it's definitely great, you know, and the music has always been a part of my life. I think it always will. No matter what I do, I can be in 10 other businesses. For some reason, something always drags me back to this field, entertainment. And I guess I love to express myself, and I love people.
All right, we're going to let everybody hear some of your song, and we appreciate it. You can check it on YouTube. Check it out on YouTube, too, as well. Matt Damar, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Thank you so much. So nice to talk to you, and have a great day.
Make America great again. Make America great again. Let them know. Make America strong again. Make America free again. Make America great again. Make America great again. Let them know. Make America strong again. Make America free again. Make America great again. Definition of a true American.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.